Syrian President Bashar al-Assad calls for, quote, a Syrian solution to bring an end to the country's 31-month conflict. In an interview with the Lebanese TV network, the Syrian president said that such a solution must be found, regardless of whether it is recognized by foreign powers or not. He went on to say that its recognition by Syrians matters the most. Commenting on the proposed Geneva II conference, Assad said, quote, factors are not yet in place for peace talks. Meanwhile, Assad has also not ruled out running for president in 2014. He said he sees no obstacle to make a re-election bid. The Syrian president has stated time and again that he is not holding on to power, and only the Syrian people will determine the destiny of the nation in elections. The U.S. promptly responded to Assad's remarks. Secretary of State John Kerry said any re-election attempt by Assad would extend the Syrian conflict. Well, we're going to speak to Mark Weber. He's a director of the Institute for Historical Review and joining us via Skype from California. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Weber. Now, first of all, I'd like to pick up on one of the comments made by President Assad saying a Syrian solution is needed to bring an end to the conflict in the country. What do you make of that? What does he mean by a Syrian solution?
Well, in a conflict of this nature, what he really means is a solution that's free of outside interference.
Mr. Weber, let's get back to the interview given by Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, where he called for a Syrian solution to end the conflict there, and you were talking about what he means by it.
Well, what he means, of course, is that outside powers should not determine the fate of the Syrian people. That is, especially, of course, the United States, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Unfortunately, though, the outside powers are very much involved in the conflict in Syria, and what Bashar al-Assad said was nothing really new. It's worth drawing a parallel, though, between the conflict in Syria today and the most terrible conflict in America's history, which was the American Civil War. When that conflict took place, Britain began intervening on the side of the Confederacy, the southern states during that conflict, and the northern U.S. government, of course, objected strongly. And that terrible conflict was ultimately settled not by negotiation or at the conference table, but by force of arms. It seems like the conflict has reached such a terrible scale in Syria that it's very hard to imagine how this is going to be ultimately resolved except by force of arms, unfortunately. And especially that's difficult to solve this in a peaceful way because the opposition is itself so divided and unclear about its ultimate goals.
Well, it seems that you're sort of agreeing with the comments of Bashar al-Assad when he said on the Geneva II conference that factors are not yet in place for the peace talks.
Exactly, yes. I mean, there's not even a clear idea of who Bashar al-Assad and the Syrian government should even negotiate with, because there are such divisions. And unfortunately, there's divisions also even within the governments that are backing the rebels or the opposition to the Syrian government. So unfortunately, as praiseworthy as it is that there's a call again by the president for a negotiated or a conference to settle this in a peaceful way, or at least as the least terrible way, unfortunately, it seems the conflict, which has gone on so far, will ultimately be dissettled by force of arms.
Mark Weber, Director of Institute for Historical Review there. Thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.
Thank you.